This is the reading for October 26th. Ezekiel chapter 35. The Lord spoke His word to me, saying, Human, look toward Edom and prophesy against it. Say to it, This is what the Lord God says, I am against you, Edom. I will stretch out my hand against you and make you an empty desert. I will destroy your cities and you will become empty. Then you will know that I am the Lord. You have always been an enemy of Israel. You let them be defeated in war when they were in trouble at the time of their final punishment. So the Lord God says, As surely as I live, I will let you be murdered. Murder will chase you. Since you did not hate murdering people, murder will chase you. I will make Edom an empty ruin and destroy everyone who goes in or comes out of it. I will fill its mountains with those who are killed. Those killed in war will fall on your hills, in your valleys, and in all your ravines. I will make you a ruin forever. No one will live in your cities. Then you will know that I am the Lord. You said, These two nations, Israel and Judah, and these two lands will be ours. We will take them for our own. But the Lord was there, so this is what the Lord God says, As surely as I live, I will treat you just as you treated them. You were angry and jealous because you hated them. So I will punish you and show the Israelites who I am. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have heard all your insults against the mountains of Israel. You said, They have been ruined. They have been given to us to eat. You have not stopped your proud talk against me. I have heard you. This is what the Lord God says, All the earth will be happy when I make you an empty ruin. You were happy when the land of Israel was ruined, but I will do the same thing to you, Mount Seir and all Edom. You will become an empty ruin. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 36. Human, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, Mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says, The enemy has said about you, Now the old places to worship gods have become ours. So prophesy and say, This is what the Lord God says, They have made you an empty ruin and have crushed you from all around, so you become a possession of the other nations. People have talked and whispered against you. So, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. The Lord God speaks to the mountains, hills, ravines, and valleys, to the empty ruins and abandoned cities that have been robbed and laughed at by the other nations. This is what the Lord God says, I speak in hot anger against the other nations. I speak against the people of Edom who took my land for themselves with joy and with hate in their hearts. They forced out the people and took their pasture land. So prophesy about the land of Israel and say to the mountains, hills, ravines, and valleys, This is what the Lord God says, I speak in my jealous anger, because you have suffered the insults of the nations. So this is what the Lord God says, I promise that the nations around you will also have to suffer insults. But you, mountains of Israel, will grow branches and fruit for my people who will soon come home. I am concerned about you. I am on your side. You will be plowed, and seed will be planted in you. I will increase the number of people who live on you, all the people of Israel. The cities will have people living in them, and the ruins will be rebuilt. I will increase the number of people and animals living on you. They will grow and have many young. You will have people living on you as you did before, and I will make you better off than at the beginning. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will cause my people Israel to walk on you and own you, and you will belong to them. You will never again take their children away from them. This is what the Lord God says. People say about you, You eat people and take children from your nation. But you will not eat people anymore or take away the children, says the Lord God. I will not make you listen to insults from the nations anymore. You will not suffer shame from them anymore. You will not cause your nation to fall anymore, says the Lord God. The Lord spoke His word to me again, saying, Human, when the nation of Israel was living in their own land, they made it unclean by their ways and the things they did. Their ways were like a woman's uncleanness in her time of monthly bleeding. So I poured out my anger against them because they murdered in the land and because they made the land unclean with their idols. I scattered them among the nations and they were spread through the countries. I punished them for how they lived and what they did. They dishonored my holy name in the nations where they went. The nations said about them, "These are the people of the Lord," but they had to leave the land which he gave them. But I had concern for my holy name, which the nation of Israel had dishonored among the nations where they went. So say to the people of Israel, this is what the Lord God says. Israel, I'm going to act, but not for your sake. I will do something to help my holy name, which you have dishonored among the nations where you went. I will prove the holiness of my great name, which has been dishonored among the nations. You have dishonored it among these nations, but the nations will know that I am the Lord when I prove myself holy before their eyes, says the Lord God. I will take you from the nations and gather you out of all the lands and bring you back into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your uncleanness and your idols. Also, I will teach you to respect me completely, and I will put a new way of thinking inside you. I will take out the stubborn hearts of stone from your bodies, and I will give you obedient hearts of flesh. I will put my spirit inside you and help you live by my rules and carefully obey my laws. You will live in the land I gave to your ancestors, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. So I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will command the grain to come and grow. I will not allow a time of hunger to hurt you. I will increase the harvest of the field, so you will never again suffer shame among the nations because of hunger. Then you will remember your evil ways and actions that were not good, and you will hate yourselves because of your sins and your terrible acts that I hate. I want you to know that I am not going to do this for your sake, says the Lord God. Be ashamed and embarrassed about your ways, Israel. This is what the Lord God says. This is what will happen on the day I cleanse you from all your sins. I will cause the cities to have people living in them again, and the destroyed places will be rebuilt. The empty land will be plowed, so it will no longer be a ruin for everyone who passes by to see. They will say, "This land was ruined, but now it has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities were destroyed, empty and ruined, but now they are protected and have people living in them." Then those nations still around you will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt what was destroyed and have planted what was empty. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is what the Lord God says. I will let myself be asked by the people of Israel to do this for them again. I will make their people grow in number like a flock. They will be as many as the flocks brought to Jerusalem during her holy feasts. Her ruined cities will be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
The Book of Hebrews.
Although my identity remains a mystery, I wrote this book to the Hebrews, the people of God who now know Jesus, the source of their faith. They are now suffering persecution and need encouragement to continue believing in Jesus. He is the superior being and the very Son of God. And as the high priest, he is eternal. His sacrifice for the world is sufficient.
Chapter 1.
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors at many different times and in many different ways through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God made his Son responsible for everything. His Son is the one through whom God made the universe. His Son is the reflection of God's glory and the exact likeness of God's being. He holds everything together through his powerful words. After he had cleansed people from their sins, he received the highest position, the one next to the Father in heaven. The Son has become greater than the angels, since he has been given a name that is superior to theirs. God never said to any of his angels, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father." And God never said to any of his angels, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son." When God was about to send his firstborn son into the world, he said, "All of God's angels must worship him." God said about the angels, "He makes his messengers winds. He makes his servants flames of fire." But God said about his son, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter in your kingdom is a scepter for justice." You have loved what is right and hated what is wrong. That is why God, your God, anointed you rather than your companions with the oil of joy. God also said, Lord, in the beginning you laid the foundation of the earth. With your own hands you made the heavens. They will come to an end, but you will live forever. They will all wear out like clothes. They will be taken off like a coat. You will change them like clothes, but you remain the same, and your life will never end. But God never said to any of the angels, sit in the highest position in heaven until I make your enemies your footstool. What are all the angels? They are spirits sent to serve those who are going to receive salvation.